Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we've been talking about our local budget here with all its ups and downs and intricacies, but of course, it's against the background of an increasingly chaotic world. I'm joined in studio now by Martin Wolf, who's the chief economics commentator with the Financial Times. Martin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Now, I've been reading some of your stuff, and one of the phrases that came out was that every day of his life at the moment, President Xi is absolutely delighted with the egregious blunders of Donald Trump. Explain.
Well, if you take the view, which certainly Mr. Xi does, that America is the greatest threat to his country and the greatest rival, I don't think he thinks that America is going to start a war, but America is clearly has a very paranoid view of China, then he will be very pleased to see that America is alienating so many of its friends. And the particular point I was making that remark was what it has done to India and Brazil, which are two very major emerging countries. India is the largest country in the world in terms of population. And I know India very well. And the Indians thought that Mr. Modi and Mr. Trump were really good friends and that they could trust Trump to look after them very, very kindly. Instead, they've been hit with a 50% tariff, which is compared 10% on Britain, 15% on the EU. In addition to that, they are just imposing a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas, which are the visas for skilled workers. The largest number of people who use that are Indians. And then Brazil is being hit by an extraordinary action, which is a 50% tariff, because they're taking their former president, Jair Bolsonaro, to putting him in prison for the egregious act of an insurrection.
Of doing what Donald Trump himself did.
But again, they didn't expect that. So it's not clear that in either case, well, it's not clear of any of these cases that what Mr. Trump has been doing is legal. But the point is, it was completely unforeseen. And of course, as a result, these countries inevitably are going to get much closer to China because that's where the markets are. It's the other great market. Inevitably, China wants to have good relations with these countries. And so this is a huge blunder.
Talk to me about what China did to the United States in terms of creating a dependence for various goods and manufacturing of all sorts of things, be they luxury goods or essential goods. And America developed a dependence upon China. Can China do that to us as well?
Well, China has been doing that. I mean, China has become the world's largest manufacturing country by far. I think that's basically quite natural if you think about it. It's an enormous country, incredibly competitive. If you think about it, one way of thinking about it, it's Japan 10 times bigger. And think what Japan did 40 years ago. We were really worried about it. So it's essentially the same thing. And in lots of areas, it was quite natural. They were the most competitive. So in making things that we wanted to use, electronics and so forth, it was a natural place to do it. But in some areas, it's been completely deliberate. It's been a conscious industrial policy. That's not true everywhere.
But whereas Japan was originally accused of being a copycat, they just took things and made them better in Japan. China has done all of that, but it's also developed indigenously its own technology, its own scientific base. It's now a pretty hefty powerhouse.
Well, the point I'm Japan actually was, I'm old enough, I can remember when it really was a copycat. But by the 80s, it was not just Do you remember the Sony Walkman?
Yeah.
And in some areas of high tech, Japan remains very much in the advance and very significant scientific and technological capacity. So it wasn't just a copycat. But of course, China's doing the same thing on a far bigger scale. It has far more people. Its government has enormous resources. And in certain areas, and the most obvious ones are the green tech sector, solar power, batteries, everything to do with electric vehicles, and also in rare earths and the other things. They have set out to become the world's dominant producers. Again, a lot of that was natural. They could bear the pollution, for example. Mm. We didn't want the pollution. But the result is they are monopolists, and they used that to great effect during their trade war with America, and America blinked.
America blinked. America has not imposed the kind of punishment tariffs on China as they put on India, for example,
Indeed.
And as they insist others do on China, which is crazy because they're not prepared to, eyeball to eyeball with President Xi.
Yeah, I understand that Mr. Trump is suggesting that Europe should punish China for backing Russia, which Mr. Trump is unwilling to do, with 100% tariffs, which would start a trade war with China, which would be very damaging to European industry. But, the ideas that he floats in these areas are so crazy and so hypocritical. He's talking about ending sanctions on Russia, and he wants Europe to do this. So with Trump, it's always very difficult to know, should you take it seriously?
So is he capricious or...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Is he an idiot?
Well, my own view, I'm afraid, is that he's both.
Capricious idiot.
Well, an idiot. He's a very, very shrewd demagogue. He's a brilliant demagogue, and that's a very great skill as somebody who lacks it utterly. I can see it and respect it. He's an extraordinary demagogue. That's a talent, but the talent doesn't involve thinking things through rigorously. He doesn't think things through rigorously. His attitudes, values, instincts, he doesn't listen to experts. He doesn't read. There's one of the best known things about him. There's a wonderful description of this. He wouldn't read anything when he was president. He doesn't really take briefings. He really doesn't know what he's doing in trade and many other areas. So he is not a very well-informed human being, put it bluntly. And he is emotionally and instinctively highly capricious because he thinks that part of how he gets whatever he wants.
How does America fare? Four-year term, maybe people say they can't do too much damage, but sometimes change that is imposed becomes irreversible. Not that it can't be reversed, but it becomes the status quo. So even if Democrats get in, take the House, take the presidency, maybe manipulate the Supreme Court over a term or two, that's, things become the status quo and become very difficult to change.
I think he's already changed things dramatically. So to take one obvious example, trade policy. Joe Biden didn't really reverse Trump's tariffs. He kept the protection that he'd introduced, notably on China. And vis-a-vis China, in some other respects, Biden was even tougher than Trump was. So his trade policies and other policies were somewhat different, there's no doubt. But he basically followed that. By the end of his term, he was toughening up dramatically on immigration. In that respect, actually, Trump in his second administration, he's sort of continuing what Biden started under pressure, admittedly, from Trump. So that continuity is inevitable. But I would also add two things. First of all, I'm not myself at all persuaded the next elections in the U.S. are going to be fair ones. So I expect the MAGA Republicans in all probability to remain in power, not necessarily because they win the election in a fair one, but that's going to change. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but that is my current view. But there's no doubt he's changed the world in two fundamental respects. One, we've seen this happen, what he's now doing. We can't forget that. We now know there is an America that could exist, which is entirely different from the America we've experienced since the Second World War. You can't forget that. So in that fundamental respect, the world has changed, even if they lose power. Because you have to hedge against it.
Yeah.
Everybody will hedge permanently against this America unless it's obviously gone, utterly gone. And it doesn't look at all likely that it will utterly go because they can completely control one of the major powers. So the world has changed, I think, for good.
But what Trump is doing, for example, he's anti-science. I mean, cutting research grants at the anti-vaccine movement with RFK, even the anti-immigrant thing, because the H-1B visa scheme, doubling the price and so on, or more than doubling the price, is going to inhibit the importation of real talent, which the American economy needs. His theory is, you know, you close the doors, you lock everyone in America, and eventually they will develop the skill set to do all the jobs that need doing. I mean, that's a generational challenge, not one that can be achieved in one or two presidential terms. So what happens to America in the meantime?
I would add to what you've listed, very significant damages to the rule of law. The replacement of competent bureaucracy with a bunch of cronies. Very strong indications of personal assaults via the law on people who disagree with him. And all this is frightening to foreigners. Some of it is frightening. Just they don't want to go there because what will happen at the border? So I think in the long run, this will be extremely damaging to America, but it could itself be generational. I mean, you won't see that for a very long time. But you have to remember, the U.S. is fundamentally challenging China, and China contains an extraordinary population, very, very well educated, colossal numbers of engineers and scientists, and the population is still more than four times America's. So
there's only one winner here, is really what you're saying.
I think that the betting of that China will emerge over the next generation as the world's dominant power has to be increased. The betting on that has to increase because America is weakening itself and America is forcing so many other countries to rely more on China. Ineluctably, the combination, given that America is, of all its resources position, actually a much smaller country than China, looks pretty bad to me.
Now, he's surrounded by a cabinet of cronies, if not downright crooks. So the wise heads, I mean, they still exist. They've been fired, many of them. They're on the sidelines. There are backroom people who know what he's doing. What can we expect? You know, it's all about leaders. We were talking during the break, you and I, about, you know, America got FDR, Germany got Hitler around the same period of time. And we saw how all of that worked out. So what can we hope for that might change things?
Well, that's a really good question. First of all, we have to hope that enough of the legal order and the political order survives that they can have fair elections in the midterm and the next presidential election. Mr. Trump is clearly losing popularity. He's a relatively unpopular president. That's absolutely clear. He always has been, interestingly, but that's pretty clear. So in fair elections, I would expect him to lose, but Republicans to lose. the Democrats at the moment seem to be in complete disarray.
Where's the charisma?
There isn't now. I mean, at the moment, Gavin Newsom of California is doing the best, and he would certainly be my, my candidate. But the Democrats are in disarray. That's normal for a party that is out of office, but it's extreme. The business community is in shock, I think. And of course, lots of people do expect favors from it. There are very powerful political leaders who are, you know, in the tech sector who sort of love it. So I think it's really difficult to be confident that we are going to see a more normal United States again. But I hope.
The question of the Supreme Court, I mean, there is the nagging suspicion that they're, most of them are Trump stooges. But then there's the hope that maybe some of them, because they're eminent, in quotes, jurists in their own right, will suddenly say enough is enough. We've got to stop this guy.
Yes, it hasn't happened so far. And he does have a big majority, 6-3. But Roberts himself, Chief Justice, has in the past indicated some fundamental decency. The same is true of one or two others, Gorsuch, for example.
Comey Barrett might.
Maybe she too. I'm not a lawyer, let me be clear. It doesn't seem to me that even that the Constitution says actually what we want is the president to be a dictator. It seems really pretty obvious that's not what it says, but they have interpreted it to a significant degree, saying that he's not bad. He's done lots of things which look to me completely unconstitutional.
In his first campaign, I can shoot anybody on Fifth Avenue and I can do it with impunity. And he's effectively doing that now.
Well, very recently he said, I can do whatever I want. I'm the president, quote unquote. So that doesn't sound constitutional to me.
Final question, is Europe bunched?
Europe is in real trouble, and not just because of Trump, although it's a huge problem and a huge challenge, but because there are a lot of mini Trumps around in Europe. And you can imagine a world, alas, in which right-wing populists, not quite like Trump, are in power in France, in power in Germany even. They already are, but much more moderately in Italy, Spain. So we have this aggressive assault from Trump, who hates Europe and wants to break it up. Obviously, we've got Mr. Putin, who's playing games which are quite frightening out in the East. And we've got what I think of as a fifth column. And Europe is divided on national lines. It has real economic weaknesses. Mario Draghi's report is basically dead. So I am deeply concerned about the future of Europe. I'm discussing this morning here in Dublin. I hope they rise to the occasion, because I wrote this in the column you're referring to. If Europe doesn't rise to this occasion, the world will end up being divided between China and the United States, and it's not a world I would want to live in.
Martin Wolf, Chief Economics Commentator with the Financial Times. Martin, thank you very much for joining us in studio. Now, still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.